5 Things We Did Win This Election Season. Photo by L.com. People, this was a rough couple of months. It was bitter, it was convoluted, it was stressful, and it certainly did not end on a great note. In light of that, let's take a moment to look at some things that actually did go well last Tuesday. You can smoke weed in a lot more states now. Recreational marijuana is now legal in California, Nevada, and Massachusetts. Medical marijuana is also now legal in Florida, Arkansas, and North Dakota. The passage of these ballot measures means it's legal to purchase, possess, and consume that Mary Jane, but this privilege is accompanied by establishing educational programs and provisions to ensure that the tax dollars generated by this new industry are used effectively. Stock up while you can, people. It's going to be a rough 4 years. Colorado raised the minimum wage, along with Arizona and Maine. Coloradans voted to face in a minimum $12 an hour wage by 2020. This was passed in the hopes of creating an economy where someone can work a minimum wage job full-time and not be living below the poverty line. It's economics, gotta pay to play. Let's build each other up. Gun control laws were tightened in a lot of places. California tightened their already tough gun laws by approving measures for stricter purchasing laws, permit requirements, and broadening the right of authorities to seize firearms from owners who are no longer legally allowed to own them. Washington approved a measure allowing judges to issue orders to temporarily seize guns from anyone deemed a threat. Nevada joined in and passed a measure requiring background checks on almost all gun sales and transfers as well. So if you're insane, you can't own or buy a gun, but hey, you can become president but only if you're a man. If you're terminally ill, you can die on your own terms in CO now. Voters in Colorado approved a measure to allow physicians to assist terminally ill patients in dying. Call it PA, call it dying with dignity. What the passing of this measure means is that terminally ill patients, as well as their families, have a lot more options now when it comes to dealing with seriously painful and terminal illnesses. Oregon, Washington, California, and Vermont all have similar laws. Women and minorities are getting their foot in the door. Ilhan Omar, a Somalian refugee, became the first Somali-American Muslim woman legislator in the House of Representatives. Pramila Jayapal, an immigrant from India at age 16, became the first Indian-American woman to also serve in the House. Tammy Duckworth, an Iraqi war veteran and double amputee who was born in Thailand, also earned a seat in the U.S. Senate. Kate Brown, an openly bisexual woman, became the first LGBT governor in U.S. history as governor of Oregon. Stephanie Murphy is the first Vietnamese-American woman elected to Congress. Catherine Cortez Masto is the first Latina senator ever. Kamala Harris is the first black representative of California and only the second black woman ever elected to the Senate, Representative Little. So do not become consumed with the extreme disappointment that ISA circumflex the Electoral College right now. We have women in Congress who are immigrants, veterans, and openly gay. The CU Buffs are doing uncharacteristically well in college football. A Tribe Called Quest just came out with a new album. The town of Oamaru Harbor in New Zealand just built an 80-foot tunnel to protect penguins from traffic. There is such a thing as term limits, and there will always be McDonald's breakfast. Be kind to one another. Look at Joe Biden memes. Stay true, stay woke.